This podcast is very not safe for work. This episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction was originally published on the Nerdy Show Network.
You start with
Vincent
a voice,
Price.
And I will follow up.
Motherfucking Vincent Price.
Sure, bro. You want to even come out here?
That's Meatwad.
I don't care.
The robots
that's no, that's Meatwad doing Vincent Price.
Darkness follows across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood. To terrorize your neighborhood.
I like it.
The literary world is filled with thousands of brilliant tomes, undiscovered jewels of knowledge and insight, ethereal texts of beauty and heartbreak, bearing the soul of the human condition. These works are just waiting, begging to be told. The stories herein, however, are not those kinds of works. Tonight, prepare yourself to witness a battle of the ages. In this corner, the men and women known only as Nighthorse. With their combined intellectual weight and steadfastness, they steel themselves for the slaughter to come. And in this corner, from the dark dredges of the internet, the worst of the worst kind of literary abortion, fan fiction. Bad fan fiction. Fan fiction so terrible that to even approach it is to go mad. The battleground, dramatic reading. The weapons, alcohol. Inebriating substances which, when our readers make mistakes and fumbles in their recitation, will be imbibed in order to preserve their mental stability. The winner is determined by who falls first, the selection of fanfiction or a member of Nighthorse. This is Friday Night Fanfiction.
Futa Veron and Futa Maple, Futa Veron and Futa Maple again, True Midna and Zelda, Navi and Anthro Futa Epona, Skyward Sword Link, Zelda and Impa, and finally, True Midna Twins.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Friday Night Fanfiction.
Hey! Earth Lincoln wants to emancipate your penis.
I'm Steve-O. Joining me tonight are Brad, Sean, Tony, Spencer, Steve, Roy, David, and Logan. Valerie is out sick, so I will be subbing in referee.
Yeah, you sub on.
Not like you ever let her do her job anyways.
Cause it's time to party, let's party. Hanging with your friends, reading some Sonic Hawk. Hey, logs, let's party.
Okay. No, this is not a party for me.
Why are you even trying to deny it?
It's a party in your mouth and it tastes like Sonic Hawk. Anyways, as the hosts have told you, we're going to be embarking once again on Sonic and the Circle.
Welcome to the Descent into Madness. We will not judge you if you leave now and never
yes,
come back.
Yes, we will. You will not earn your daily if you leave right now.
Your daily?
No, Steve-O will judge you. The rest of us who know... don't listen to Captain Ahab. Just don't listen to Captain Ahab. This is definitely...
Just go back to last week's episode and listen to that wonderful story about Link and the Lycklug.
14 times, and then we'll be done. Anyways, we're going to start this off, not just dive right into the pain. We're going to do something a little bit lighter, just to cleanse the palate. Just loosen up.
Loosen that bell.
All right, the first thing we're going to do is read Cold and Dark Do Go Well Together. It's a fanfic featuring two characters from Rise of the Guardians, Jack Frost and Pitch Black. And
wait, the Vin Diesel movie?
No, that's Guardians of the Galaxy, I think. Or is that Rise of the Guardians?
What?
There's also the movie Pitch Black, but
oddly enough,
Guardians does feature Vin Diesel.
No, the character's name
Guardians, isn't that the Owl movie?
Yeah, yes. That's what I thought.
It's a really weird trilogy. It starts with the owls, then it moves to some holiday characters, and then there's a tree in space.
That sounds awesome!
That actually does sound really
I like
awesome.
It already.
I'm writing the fanfic now.
With my penis.
My penis can type really fast.
All right, those of you that don't have an archive,
it looks like a needle, but it works like a sewing machine.
This is Cold and Dark Do Go Well Together.
So it's really just says Gary Busey.
Gary Busey, yes. First off to read tonight is Steve Van Sickle.
All right, Cold and Dark Do Go Well Together, a cautioning onary tale of four illuminated magical dickhole sex.
Sweet.
Hot.
Oh, good. I was about to participate in some of that later, so I'm glad to be...
No, now we've got a primer. We've got a primer, dude.
No, you've got a
Yeah, I like how the summary starts with, Jack is blue, Pitch is a giant Cthulhu ectoplasm cloud, a tale of how cold and darkness do go well together. This is crack. I am sorry. No, I am not sorry. I like how right after these, no, I am not sorry, under the notes, I am sorry.
Yes.
At least he's sorry about it.
Jack digs his blue fingertips into his staff as the wind carries him to a high branch of a particularly piney-smelling fir tree.
Oh, the rule? Pine- real
into
fast.
His staff?
Drink for two or more descriptive adjectives.
Okay, fuck.
Oh, god damn it. This is going to be painful.
This is going to be worse than the Harry Potter one.
It's going to be worse than Ugg, yes.
I open tomorrow, so I can't participate in much of the drinking.
That's okay. It's okay. You just do what you can.
The pine needles create an eerie shadow pattern over his ice blue skin on his pale blue ankles. So wait, is it more than two?
More than two, so you're still
okay.
Fine.
Oh god. A strange shadow looms over his tree spot and Jack jumps up, flailing his staff around violently. A dark, ominous cloud hovers and appears to absorb the shimmering moonlight. It forms a long tentacle out of its cloud body and gestures for Jack to come closer.
Hello, Jack! You beautifully blue sprite! I've been looking for you for ages! How have you been alone for too long? I'm here to end your isolation. I'm Pitch Black and I want to soothe your loneliness with my tentacle.
Nope.
At least buy a guy a drink first. He's just coming on too strong.
No, that has,
that's what it, we're like, here
good
for.
As good a voice as that is, it needs to be Vin Diesel.
Pitch loomed into Jack's space and caressed Jack's lower back with his right lower tentacle, sneaking under his hoodie to make sure his intentions were clear.
Well, as if the explicit sentence wasn't enough.
Jack's wide blue eyes opened a fraction wider, then narrowed as he leapt away from Pitch. He glared into Pitch's eight white glowing spider eyes.
Sexy!
What does a Cthulhu thing have?
Also, that's more than two, so drink.
Hell no! Get away from me! You're nothing but bad news!
Sean!
The dark cloud shrunk in size and lowered, drawing his tentacles into his body. Jack! I come to you as a friend. I mean you no harm.
No, you come to him as someone looking to... tentacle fucking.
Just
you
give it
said
a minute,
that.
He right. might come on him.
Jack considered the translucent, floating form before him. What harm could it do to make one friend? He is hella lonely.
Really?
Well,
that's what he said. That's the one he went with.
He's hella
lonely.
I'm
gonna read this.
He's hella lonely. Okay. Yeah, sure, why not? Let's be friends, Pitch. Jack reached out with his non-staff-wielding hand and was promptly rewarded with Pitch's main tentacle wrapping around his fingers and stroking his wrist. Jack, I would like to be more than friends. I think we should have hot nightmare sand tentacle sex.
That's another one?
That's a drink.
Drinking hot...
I want your amazing hard, cold, blue body to meld with my very receptive ectoplasm. There's another one.
Yep.
God damn it. Pitch winked with half of his eyes suggestively.
Just imagine that real fast.
That's a good point. That's a good point. How do creatures with more than two eyes wink? Do they do half their eyes or do they just do one eye? It's an interesting
thing. Well, at least it's more subtle than winking with his asshole.
Well, he's not.
Implying
Jack's
that
asshole,
he has one. Two of them.
Jack liked the sensation of Pitch touching him and stroking his warm, sandy tentacle on his wrist, so he lowered his thick lashes half-masked over his wide baby blue pixie eyes and smirked. Yeah, I figured, let's do this. I would love to have hot, sandy tentacle sex with you, Pitch.
That's another
God
one, and
damn it!
It's Logan's turn.
So soon.
Yes.
It's a short thing.
It's really short.
You can barely feel it in there.
Pitch gathered the frosty spirit up with a swoosh of his eight tentacles and laid Jack at the ground ever so gently in a soft drift of freshly fallen snow. All eight of Pitch's tentacles stroked on Jack's chilled blue flesh until he knew he needed more. Jack, Pitch breathed heavily from his ectoplasm. I want to have the tentacle sex with you now.
The tentacles.
Can I take off your clothes?
No, can I take your clothes off?
Can I take your clothes off? Jack was so excited, He jumped up and ripped his hoodie and pants off with one hand, revealing his sparkly blue leopard print thong underneath.
That's a drink.
Drinking.
I have this little bottle of Johnny Walker Black, and it's going to be gone by the end of this.
Let's go, big boy. Pitch looms.
Because it's a snow leopard, obviously.
Half of his bright white eye orbs.
That's another one.
What the fuck is the point of that?
That's three descriptors.
Do they not have pupils?
Jack, prepare yourself. Would you like four of my sandy black nightmare tentacles in your anus?
Only 395.
Oh, you have to reread that because look at the rest of the sentence.
No, he's okay.
Oh, my mistake.
Also, that is a drink.
What? Jack, prepare yourself. Would you like four of my sandy black nightmare tentacles in your anus?
Now say what I did vote for you.
Ask Pitch in a perfectly deep, seductive, British accented voice.
That was neither deep nor seductive, and that was only vaguely Irish.
It was perfect.
All right, you don't understand. That's the way the British are seductive.
All right. You got one last paragraph, and then we're passing.
Jack thought he might come just from hearing Pitch's voice vibrate out of his cloud mouth.
It sounds like an Old Spice commercial. Jack vibrate out of his cloud mouth.
Pitch, I wish I could, but I'm a virgin and I could never have four of your impressive tentacles in my perfect virgin anus.
Okay, I can hear Logan smiling, so this is a good one. This never happens.
He's like a bad acting salesman, like the guy who's like, well, now I can have Netflix Instant, and I can watch what I want, when I want.
Tony!
Jack batted his eyelashes for no apparent reason. We will see what your beautifully perfect virgin anus
beautiful perfectly
then.
Virgin.
We will see what your beautiful perfectly virgin anus can handle then, my lovely Jack Frost. Pitch then extended his largest sand tentacle around Jack's waist and pulled him closer until Jack's lips touched Pitch's ectoplasm just underneath his eyes, where his lips would have been if he had lips. Jack moved his lips within Pitch's warm ectoplasm and Pitch ripped off Jack's super sexy, sparkly thong and started stroking Jack's tight, sinuous virgin anus with his largest sand tentacle.
That is three drinks in one.
That's very aggressive.
Lady, I need a glass of water.
Wait. Wait. Why three?
Oh, I'm sorry, two. My bad.
Yeah. There's the thong and there's the anus.
Yeah.
Alright. His tentacles secreted a sticky substance that was the perfect form of anal lube?
Oh, what a coincidence!
It was white, looked like milk, and tasted like magical marshmallow virgin unicorn tears.
Another drink! Interesting trivia about unicorn tears, but when is lube sticky?
Exactly! Why is it a sticky
kind
substance?
Of point. It's supposed to be non-sticky.
I'm not supposed to comment, I'm supposed to read, okay. Jack pressed his body toward Pitch's phantom body and whispered, Pitch, I'm ready, take me. Gotcha. Pitch then slithered two of his largest tentacles into Jack, and they both moaned like starving children in front of a giant
food
bag. What does that sound
like? These siblings are going to kill me.
Jack agreed to having as many of Pitch's tentacles in his butt because Pitch's kisses were sweeter than sugar to a diabetic, and Jack needed more.
New to Target.
Okay, Pitching again.
A few paragraphs ago, he was going, I could never handle that. It's okay, we'll just see how much you can handle. And then,
now
so we just
put to this
all of the tentacles!
And then he also starts with the largest ones. That's not how you see how much someone can handle.
He doesn't spend a lot of time mincing words and or tentacles, so...
However, what Pitch did do was stealthily slid two more tentacles into Jack's butt. And Jack moaned super hella loud. Echo through the dark, moonlit, snow-covered 1, 2, 3 descriptors forest.
That's a drink, and now you may talk.
So the author actually forgot the quotations. He moaned the words super hella loud.
Super Hella Loud!
And now it's David's turn.
Yeah, Hella is the official scientific prefix for 10 to the 27th power.
Holy crap, that's awesome. I'm going to use that at work tomorrow.
Or at least they're proposing to make that the official.
I did not mean to have whiskey.
Dead?
Is there official? Is there official scientific notation for 10 to the 42nd power? Because if not, I'm going to claim it.
Oh, Pitch, your warm tentacles feel so good inside my virgin anus. I think I love you.
Jack stuttered as he sunk his nimble blue digits into Pitch's smoldering ectoplasm.
His fingers burnt off.
Jack touched his ear. Shit. Well, here we go.
All right, when you reach the word, you'll know the word when it happens, but when you reach it, finish your glass.
Oh, I can't do it. It's fucking moonshine, all right?
Be creative.
Jack touched at his erected boner.
It was huge
and stiff and vascular.
I am Jack's erected boner.
Jack didn't have any pubes because he did die when he was 18 and experimental, so he shaved them off just in case someone might want to touch him in his no-no place.
Oh, 18. He's 18 and he says no-no place.
No idea what the hell is going on.
Oh man, what if someone wants to have sex with me? I'd better make sure I shave all my pubes.
Pitch's smaller tentacle wrapped around Jack's virgin erected penis and stroked it until he was close. Jack moaned like a pixie-shaped whore and stroked into Pitch's rectoplasm.
That's it!
I am Jack's...
There's your glass finisher right there, ladies and gentlemen. Rectoplasm.
Gary Busey was walking through the sparkly, moonlit, snow-covered forest for no apparent reason. The knife. And he saw a shadowy Cthulhu creature sexing up Jack Frost's tight virgin anus with his sandy black nightmare tentacles. Gary Busey approved.
And that's two drinks for that one sentence, David, you got.
This is like the troll chapter of My Immortal. Just everything happens for no apparent reason.
Just then, Pitch's sandy tentacles pulsed a couple of times and then came with a hella strong force inside Jack's now not virgin anus. His magical sandy nightmare compulsed against Jack's prostate and he came too.
That's a drink for adjectives.
Yep. Jack felt the sandy black gum shoot up into his body and he started to extract nutrients from it.
What?
What?
Yes. Sad blissfully because... He knew that he was extracting nutrients from nightmare cum, and that is hella hot.
And Brad, you've got
four. Oh, you didn't even let me read it. I didn't get to read one line of dialogue.
Nope, sorry.
Hell yeah, that was so hot, Pitch. Jack moaned as Pitch laid him back on the moonlit, fresh snow-covered ground.
Adjectives?
Not fresh.
The moonlight made Jack look even more perfect, covered in black nightmare cum. That was black and sandy and sparkled like sand in the bright moonlight on his light sapphire skin.
Redundant sentence descriptors are redundant.
Pitch then loomed closer and pulled out his special tentacle, which was hidden behind the other large tentacles.
Which was slightly more sandy and nightmarish, to be added.
This one was larger and had some gold sand swirling in its middle.
Somehow, it was larger and yet hid behind the other tentacles. Fuck if I know how. Gary Busey approves.
It was very thick and was self-illuminating like one of those cool deep-sea creature fish on the Discovery Channel.
I was gonna say, so he didn't even bother typing to Google cool deep-sea creature fish on the Discovery Channel and found that it's called an anglerfish. He just wrote cool deep-sea creature.
He's probably watching TV while writing this and jerking off. So he
That's
just
a master multitasker there. Jeez.
The author is probably...
I do that all the time. I would do that with my essays for school.
He was also listening to the Bloodhound Gang because he was literally doing it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Let me finish.
Yes, let him finish.
I want you to fuck me with that. Jack grabbed his impressive dark blue manhood that was still very aroused because he didn't have any refractory period. Because he's a magical immortal frost spirit.
Oh, that's one. Okay.
But I want you to fuck me here with it.
Steve, why did you choose to read this after last week?
Oh man, that must be good.
Jack slid his thinnest long blue finger into his dick. It looms and wraps its largest, most special tentacle around Jack's manhood. Jack, I don't think it will fit. Maybe it will if we use some of my special dream sand.
Sand does not make
dream
things fit!
Dream sand!
Ever! Especially not a tentacle into somebody's dick hole!
Dream sand! But it's dream sand, Steve.
It's the sand that dreams are made of.
It's the sand that dreams.
Don't you ruin the explorers for me!
Pitch's largest special tentacle then extruded some of the gold light all over his largest tentacle.
So it's not sand!
Stop on Jack. Tight virgin dick hole.
Okay, passing it off
for that one.
To take us home, Roy.
Take us home, Roy.
I looked at the end, son of a bitch.
Jack gripped Pitch's largest, special illuminated nightmare tentacle and shoved it into his dick. He screamed with only half pleasure because it hurt like a bitch. And he wasn't a whiny douchebag, and it kind of felt good too, so he kept it.
It only kind of felt good, not hella felt good.
Hold on a second. If you're having a giant tentacle shoved into your virgin dick hole and you whine about it, that makes you a douchebag?
Yep.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Are there rules about that somewhere that I can read to learn? Because there's clearly a lot that I just don't understand.
I thought I heard
buried
of that.
Somewhere in the rules of
I'm
the
like Will Smith's parents.
But this is also not
understand.
As large as a tentacle. It's the thinnest long blue finger.
No. Now this is
it's
a tentacle,
like hopping.
Isn't it?
Okay. There is little... See, we're not going to finish.
Yes.
Sonic, ever.
Yes, we are.
We're never going to get... No, that's
Roy,
never
we haven't even started. Don't you be on detractor yet. Finish this fic first, goddammit!
We can do it. We can do it. We can finish Sonic Rally. We can make it look so pretty and drink ourselves real silly.
Tears of pleasure fell from all eight of Pitch's glowy white eye orbs. He was very close to coming from his largest special tentacle. There was blue blood and sparkly nightmare come everywhere. See,
oh,
Jack,
God.
Colden. See, Jack, cold and darkness do go together well. What?
Ah, it's the name of the band.
Oh, I forgot to say that when we first met 5 minutes ago. Pitch a smaller arm tentacle shrugged. He kept fucking Jack's dick with his enormous special tentacle. He came with a grunt, and his special nightmare cum was mixed with the glowy gold light. Jack felt euphoric when he came again, and then said so.
I came Jack again.
I felt euphoric and came again. Jack fell back into the snow and pulled Pitch on top of him, like a weird ghost black alien blanket of ectoplasm. They were covered in Jack's blue blood and black cum with a glowing yellow light in it. It smelled like happiness forever. No, I am not sorry, suckers. This pleases Garrett News.
Fuck you, Sonic.
That
smelled like happiness forever.
That was.
This is what happens when I search the internet.
This is what happens
you know
when
depressing?
Anybody searches for Gary Busey.
Right.
I'm gonna be watching that movie again soon.
Okay, so that was 1,300 words that took half an hour to read, which means that it's going to take us 3 months to read Sonic.
Alright, who's starting?
Starting would be Chowda, because he didn't get to read the last bit.
This is gonna be great. This is my dream.
Nightmare.
Nope, it's my dream. Chapter 1. Sonic the Hedgehog and Mills... I've already fucked up. Mills Tails have been best friends for years and lived in Knothole Village with their parents. They had some amazing adventures fighting off evil Dr. Eggman and his sidekick Snively, who is Eggman relative. They had some tragedies along the way with the loss of Sonic, Uncle Chuck, and Bunny. They held a big funeral for them where everyone came to see them for one last time before they were buried underneath the earth. They both died from Eggman's massive attack while everyone managed to get away to safety. Sonic and Tails were off to destroy Eggman Factory when this happened, and there was no time to get back in time to save them. They managed to destroy the factory while there was no security. Tails, where is everyone because this is way too easy? Says Sonic. I don't know, but I think this is a distraction so Eggman can get away with his evil plane, says Tails. You got it, Tails. Let's head back to Knothole and see what's happening down there. This right here is the start of my dream, everyone. They were trying to back as fast as possible to the village, and Sonic was carrying Tails so they could get there quicker. Tails went down on Sonic and grabbed his package.
Yes!
Tails slowly caressed his hand around his member and started playing with it. When this happened, Sonic stopped as quickly as possible, shooting Tails across the room because Sonic was traveling at 30 miles per hour and stopped immediately in his tracks.
Because Sonic came hella fast.
Sonic did come hella fast.
It's the only way he knows how.
Way past come.
When this happened, Sonic stopped as quickly as possible. This is the first time this has ever happened to him. Sonic lied on the ground while watching what his best friend was doing. Tails, they turned around and stuck his penis right in front of his best friend's face. Sonic grabbed his friend member and stared, playing with it, and stared, jerking him off. I almost fucked up. He looked down at his friend, and he was slowing, sucking up and down his cock. He took his mouth off Sonic cock and told his to suck it, bitch. He then went back to work on Sonic cock. Sonic then started slowly sucking his cock and enjoyed it very much and forgot about all the trouble in the world. Sonic and Tails both cummed into each other's mouths and drank it all down like milk. Then Sonic right back to suck off Tails some, and his friend decided to do the same. This went on for another 10 min. They both got up after they cleaned the cum off each other's privates, and then cleaned off each other's face. They French kissed, French capital.
Hey, you know it's proper now.
And went back home after Sonic told his, this was my first time he's ever done this sort of thing. There was like 3 points of view in that sentence. Tails said, I hope you like that because there are more to come tonight at my house.
You know what I mean.
They finally got back to Nuthole when Ven saw robots of Eggman all over the place. So this is where they were, and our mission was a trap set by Eggman, said Sonic. Tails agreed with him, and just at that moment, Sonic went at Sonic speed and destroyed all the robots in the village.
Hooray!
Then he saw two bodies lying on the ground. On was his dad, and Bunny, his other best friend, and said and said to him earlier that day, is as soon as you get back, you can see me naked and have sex with me. Because I finally decided how far I'm willing to take our relationship. 1 year earlier.
Traveling on the ship of the relation.
Sonic was staying over at Bunny House for a sleepover. She was his only girlfriend for past the past 5 years. And it wasn't just a sleepover as he thought it would be. Bunny invited his over for a master batting evening, and he agreed to it. Bunny explained to him that we will be master batting in front of each other, and we will be master batting off each other. You can also go down on me, and I can go down on you. We will not have sex whatsoever. Sonic!
Don't you mean masturbating? No, master batting.
Master bat
you! I'm gonna smack you in the dick with a bat.
With the home run bat from Smash Brothers. I'm in that game now, so I can do
and,
that.
And then it goes king when it hits.
Smack it with a bit. Smack it with a bit. Smack it with a dick. Smack it with
Sonic the- and Bunny were having so much fun. The only time they took a break was when they had to use the bathroom, like that would stop them. And when their parents knocked on the door to see if they needed anything. Every time the head of his penis got sore, we just asked her to suck him off instead. We collectively. They switched positions so he could lick her pussy. His tongue and his were sore, but didn't care. He just wanted this night to last for as long as possible. This lasted for 5 hours until he couldn't take the pain any longer.
Brittle.
He told Bunny that he could still eat her pussy while his hand was playing with it. If you want to, and I'll just sit on your head and leave your penis alone for an hour.
Aww.
Bunny got up while Sonic's hand was caressing her sweet, juicy pussy that has come so many times on his hand and his face, and he still wanted more! Bunny sat down on his face and enjoyed the sweet pleasure of his tongue deep in her while she was playing with her boobs, which are a C-cup.
By
which
way,
are a
C-cup. It isn't that I'm not C-cup. Deliberately not talking. I've been drinking constantly this entire time.
It's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
Dude, those are big boobs. Not as big as a D-cup.
This continued on for the next 2 hours. And then Sonic said, my dick feels a lot better now, so you can have some more fun with it. This continued through the night until Dawn, the Pokemon character, the next day.
Well, they were both really tried from all that with their mouths still on each other privets. They both woke up around 9:30 a.m. and gave each other one last blowjob, even the girl, before Sonic went home later that day, Saints.
A blowjob is
that was the best night he ever had. With the one girl he really loved for the past 5 years.
Key pass, 5 years. Key pass.
Hold on a second. Weren't we just, like, 1 year earlier? When did we jump back in time?
Before? When the story restarted.
It's going to be really hard on you, Tony.
It was 4 years. It was 4 years. Then they had their master batting evening.
My God, it's a fucking math test. Just keep reading.
When X is Y and master baiting becomes master batting, if Sonic is a hedgehog that can move at 72 miles an hour, when does this story stop hurting?
I'm going to go and ask my business math teacher the answer to that question.
The answer is 3 pi.
And now she dead. Sonic ran over to check his dad body for a pulse, and there wasn't one.
There wasn't a dad.
Checked! His girlfriend for a pulse and didn't feel one. And when no one was... No one was looking.
No.
He caressed her boobs and played with her pussy one last time till she come.
Getting,
you can't do that!
Getting deja vu to visit her queue right now.
Sonic has the god hand.
That's not how this works.
This isn't a miracle.
It's shit.
Hey, Sonic is the ghost whisperer. He does what he wants. Sonic is a sexual medium. Sonic went over to dig to graves and was crying a lot and really loudly while he was digging. The villagers looked at him and offered their help, but he kept refusing and wanted to left alone. Even Tails asked him and still said no. Tails told like a toll booth his make him feel a lot better tonight, so he forget all his troubles for one night at least. Sonic got the graves dug and put their body in their graves and said a prayer in privet. I will miss both of you, the love of my life, and the father who raised me to who I am today. I hope you wait for me, my love, because when I go, you're the first person I want to see. The funeral service gathered and held a ceremony for both of them. After the service was over, Sonic started covering up the graves. He was mourning as opposed to evening and still crying. Sonic finished an hour and they were completely covered in dirt. Just at that moment, it started to rain and a thunderstorm was coming. He could hear it in the distance and ran off to Tails' house to see what he was talking about. One of the graves started to shake and the dirt was coming off it. A hand reached up, then pulled out of the grave. The person walked up to Tails' house and knocked on the door, and Tails answered the door while Sonic was right beside him. They were both in shock to who they saw. The person came in the house and said, "Are you surprised to see me?" To be continued. There is going to be a connection to School Days in a latter day Saints chapter.
Don't let your brain autocorrect, buddy.
Going to be connection to School Days in a latter day Saints chapter. But you will see when I get there. Also, I am the only one writing this.
Oh, thank God.
The only one fitting.
Please post comments on what you think so far.
I would like to post a comment. Shit. What the fuck are you doing?
That's a question, not a comment.
Here's the thing. When he says he's writing that, does that mean he's working with his brother to, you know, pioneer flight?
No, he's Phoenix writing it.
I actually feel kind of bad.
Objection!
For him. It's like they could afford a computer, but they couldn't afford any text editor besides Notepad. You know, and then he has to, like, take it on a USB thumb drive and take it to the library and upload it, so people in the library get an over-the-shoulder view of this shit.
I can...
Going on with this wonderful material, Beth!
Oh, jeez. Chapter 2. Yes, we are, but we all saw you dead, and there was a big funeral in both your honors. It was a good ceremony. I cried a lot and dug your grave because I didn't want anyone to help me. I missed you, Uncle Chuck, and I'm just wondering how you survived, and I check your pulse. You were clearly dead, says Sonic. Now, nephew, I will tell you the tale of how I survived from Eggman on Slots, and I'm sorry about Bunny. There was no way to save her earlier that day.
He's going through all of this. It's so kind of him to, you know, make sure he's got the story prepared, apologize all at once.
Bunny and I were enjoying each other company while we were talking about your relationship with each other, and she told me about the surprise that you were going to get when you came back. About an hour, you two left. I heard some rizzling in the bushes, and me and Bunny checked it out.
You know, I'd like to see a flowchart of all the different time changes in this story. It's gonna look like somebody's curly hair.
We heard Eggman talking with Snively about as soon as they were done with this village, they were going to attack the city of Pounce Field. They sent a spy to St. Lovejoy's school, and that spy is staying there with a family, and it's acting completely normal, or as normal that school can be. We then called them to enroll you in the school, Sonic, and your parents wouldn't let us enroll you there, Tails, because you're way too smart for any school out there.
Yeah, you freaking stupid.
Your way or the highway, Tails.
About a half a hour after that, they came and attacked the village. The only reason we didn't do anything about it when we saw him because we thought you two would be back before any of this would happen.
Guilt trip!
We tried to hold them off, but Bunny didn't survive, and I deactivated myself. Ever since Eggman roboticized me, and you helped me out from freeing me from his grasp.
Wait.
That he can spell roboticized, but, like, no other word.
No, I have to ask, they checked for a pulse on a robot.
That's a very good point.
They checked for a pulse on a robot.
I learned that I could just deactivate myself for a while, and then I would automatically reactivate myself many hours later. I hope that answers your questions, and learn some info that would be helpful to you later, son.
It don't.
You have it to in Pounce Field in 2.5 weeks. Your uniform will be coming in 2 days and have some outer clothes to wear when outside of school there. They have a law there that you have to close on instead of just underwear and other garments that the women have to wear.
There's one of them.
While I'm waiting, Uncle, I'm going to see if anyone in Eggman hideout. Sonic stays there for the night while they celebrate that his dad alive. Even the whole time they were celebrate, Tails just thinking about Sonic Cock and how he wanted to have
words.
Sex with him.
That's not correct.
The next day, Sonic rushes out the door after saying goodbye to his uncle and his best friend Tails.
Bye, uncle and best friend Tails!
Oh, Tails is his best friend. Okay, I forgot about that.
They do a lot of things that aren't appropriate for best friendship.
Maybe you didn't know how good of the best friends they were.
I don't know what kind of...
You haven't had a best friend.
Rushed off to Eggman hideout and saw a knot attached to the front door of Eggman factory and said, "We are currently are out right now." We hope you come back sometime soon. The renovations will continue until the winter, so please come back then, from the loving Dr. Eggman.
That's more than 17 seconds.
Sonic then opened the door and saw the place dead. There was nothing there at all. He checked the whole place, and there was nothing there at all.
Redundancies are redundant.
He went home and told them that Eggman wasn't anywhere to be found, and he was going to search the whole forest until he does.
Why?
The next day and half was spent exploring the whole forest and didn't see or hear anything about Eggman. Sonic went back home to his uncle's place and told him he nowhere to be seen. The rest of the day was spent of finishing up unfinished business and didn't want to forget about with Tails and some of the other villagers.
Oh, this is gonna be hot.
It turned out they just wanted to suck his cock or let him bang them.
Ah! Flip to the desk!
Right. Sonic then went to Tails' house and asked him what he was talking about. They went into Tails' room, and Tails bent over and said, "I've always wanted you to stick your massive cock inside me and come in my butt."
Sounds like my wedding.
What, Tails?
This is just a thing that I've always wanted you to do.
Remember, what? Tails is, like, 8.
Logan, isn't that what you said to me when I picked you up to hang out?
You sure want me to do that? Because I don't feel comfortable with this.
More magic!
It would completely destroy our relationship we've had for years.
Of course.
I really want this man, and I'll completely value our relationship after you do this for me. But Sonic understands why Tails wants this so bad, because they won't see each other for a while.
Sorry. Do it. Put it in my butt. Sonic, I need your massive cock.
Sonic found he enjoyed giving butt sex to him and asked his friend to do the same thing. Tails also enjoyed screwing his best friend in the ass and cummed inside him.
God, so
they said their final goodbyes to each other.
So, Tony, do you and, like, Hex ever get into conversations with each other like this? You're just sitting there, you're like, hey, yo, Hex, really value our friendship. I bought some butt sex.
Hex sex. Everyone loves some Hex sex.
I call those days Tuesday.
Ah, tomorrow indeed.
Sonic went back to his uncle's place in the school uniforms arrived, and there were extra clothes for him to wear outside of school. His uncle also gave him a back card with Sonic's name on it. I've been putting money every month since the day you were born until my hot dog stand became no more.
Oh, I'm so glad he said dog stand.
No, I was worried just reading the word hot in that sentence. Thanks to Eggman. It contains over $500,000 on it, so no, use it on school stuff.
$500 and then some zeros.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. $500 and then a five-eyed chibi face or whatever.
It has $500 inside of it.
So use it on school stuff and food that it, or I'm going to come over there and hit you in the balls so hard and repeatedly about 10 times in a row at your school. I get your point, Uncle. And I'll only use it for school stuff and food.
There were over $500,000 lining the walls of that hot dog stand. How much clearer can I be? There's always money.
Always money in the hot dog stand.
Gary Busey
the next
proves.
Day, Sonic was getting packed up and ready to head off, and he was heading out the door, he ran into Tails, who was just about to knock on the door.
Oh god, I accidentally wrote, there's always more knee in the hot dog stand.
That's it.
No, that's it. Oh, that's episode it. Title. There's always more
knee. Can't undo. Hi, Sonic. I'm going to miss you in this place, but I got to head out and stop Eggman no matter what the cost, says Sonic. God. I'm going to miss you too, pal, says Tails. His uncle came to the front of the house and told him, you can't and must not go, and Sonic speeds so your cover won't be blown. You're going to have to take the bus.
You can't go at Sonic speed. Also, you can't go at Sonic speed.
Also, you can't go at Sonic speed.
Did I mention you can't go at Sonic speed?
Look, you're gonna have to take the bus.
Tony.
Sorry, no, you can't go at Sonic
speed. I understand, Uncle.
Yes,
because Tony. I don't want the
spy to stop going at Sonic speed, man. You're really ruining
the mellow. Let me read, damn it!
I don't want the spy to spot me before I know how it is and how Eggman linked to all this. Sonic walked out of the village and says goodbye to everyone and this village. Bye, village!
Why?
This is my first step on the journey to Pouncefield, and only to see what lies outside of this place. I wonder what lies out there, and hope I find Eggman along the way, because I have a little over 2 weeks to get there. To be continued.
Dum dum dum!
Part 3 won't be up until Monday, because I'm going to Ghost Rider tomorrow, and I'm having a Trigun marathon this weekend. Please post your comments and feedback on what you think so far.
Okay, I've come up with my feelings for Sonic so far in a very small song. I miss you, Uncle Chuck. I thought that you were dead. I buried you today, and then I gave Tails head. And I'm gonna read next because I haven't read yet.
You've been sitting on that, haven't you?
No, I've been sitting on that for like maybe 10 minutes.
That's
no,
a long time.
Been sitting
time
on
for
Sonic Hawk.
Chapter 3. Sonic heads out of the village, on towards Pouncefield, where the school Saint Lovejoy's is in order to find the spy, and hopes to find love, even though in his heart, he will always have a spot for Tails and Bunny held deep inside.
Deep
where?
Inside.
I know where to look.
Like way skin. Up in your butt, Jerry.
He keeps on the lookout for Eggman to see if he can stop him before he gets to Pouncefield. Sonic went to see Knuckles, who lives on the floating island that hovers over an ocean, to see if he knew anything about what Eggman was up to and who the spy is.
I hear he doesn't chuckle.
Knuckles,
wasn't he on a bus?
Knuckles
he doesn't
is,
chuckle. He just wants to flex his muscles.
Knuckles is an echidna and the last of his kind. He is the
last of the four penist.
He is the guardian of the Master Emerald. And
that
is
actually how you say it. Spell echidna.
Oh, well, okay, fine.
Drink.
And it's his sole duty to protect it, drinking. Oh, maple whiskey, I will suck at
delicious.
Your teeth.
Oh, I want some maple
whiskey.
Sonic cock. Maple cock. Once the Emerald V is stolen, the island will fall to Earth and cause a huge tidal wave and destroy most of the forest along with Knothole Village.
Foreshadowing.
Today of all days, Knuckles is not protecting the Master Emerald. One wonder where he's off to.
For no apparent reason.
Sonic takes a quick look around to see if he can see Knuckles, and well, after no success, Sonic jets off at Sonic speed around the island and still can't find his anywhere at all.
Sonic, you're not supposed to go at Sonic speed. Take the fucking bus.
So that was on the bus around the island and still could not find Knuckles.
I wonder where he is because someone could have taken the Master Emerald without him even knowing. Right before I'm going to leave the island, I'm going to look at the I got so used to saying Master Emerald. At the Emerald one last time. After sitting there for 10 minutes, pondering on all what has happened and what Eggman has planned this time. Oh, that's the end of the sentence. If Eggman in charge of St. Lovejoy's by now, think of the children and what strict punishment they're being put through.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Think of those children. Be punished.
Get up!
Not yet!
And takes one last look at the Emerald and this island.
Yeah, Sonic, get
that's
it
in
up.
The restart. That's in the restart.
Think of the children, get it up.
When out of nowhere, the Emerald gets stolen right in front of my eyes. Wait,
font,
what?
Comic Sans?
What the shit?
Which
what
one?
The hell did the perspective change?
Wing dings.
Is it both?
Sans Serif.
No, it was stolen, so it's probably like impact font.
Or italic.
No, stolen off the page.
Italic.
It's love you like a sister solid. So right in front of my eyes and didn't see anyone take it. The island starts to shake and starting to head down to the ocean right underneath the island. Sonic grabs onto the closest tree just when the island came crashing down into the ocean.
Oh shit, ocean.
There is a huge tidal wave heading toward the village, and there's nothing I can do to stop it. I just hope everyone get out of there okay. I wish we didn't seal the underground shelter to protect us against something like this happening.
Underground wouldn't...
You just drown.
Yeah.
Clearly you have no idea how water works. If you're underground...
Hold on.
If the dead can come, water can do anything.
So this city knows that there, at any point, someone can steal the Chaos Emerald.
Meanwhile...
Master Emerald.
Or whatever.
The Master Batting Emerald.
Meanwhile, back in Knothole Village.
Everyone is so busy.
Meanwhile, back in Knothole Village.
Meanwhile, back to the story.
Meanwhile...
Tails was sitting in his room masturbating when thinking of Sonic and his
Larry
big,
really, really likes Larry the Cable Guy.
And his
Hang
big,
out, get her done. I mean, literally, get it done.
And his big juicy cock. Just then, there a knock on the door, and Uncle Chuck lets himself in. Tails Hello. Comes right as soon as Chuck steps into his room. Tails comes onto Chuck's face and apologizes for it.
It's the least he could do.
Sorry.
Uncle Chuck...
I'm crying on your face, Uncle Chuck.
Uncle Chuck licks the juicy cum off his
face. Just like Scooby-Doo.
And made sure he got it all. Don't worry about it. I have walked in on my nephew just when he did the same thing as you did.
Nephew or son.
He also...
He knows the perfect timing.
He also started masturbating right in front of me sometimes, which to this day I don't know why. The reason I came in here is we got to evacuate the village because there's a huge tidal wave heading right for us. Fuck me!
1, 2, 3, 4
You can't give me a beat like that, Roy. That's dangerous.
Someone stole the jam and the island will damn to Nanza! Or no.
If I was a Sonic cock. No. I'd have all the buttsicks in the world if I were a Sonic cock.
Okay.
I'm gonna take a Tylenol PM.
Take a Tylenol PM.
Goodnight.
It's Chuck just like a tiny roofie.
Chuck and Tails run out of the house and warn everyone to evacuate the village because of the tidal wave coming towards them. There are a lot of panic of screaming and everyone tripping over each other.
Oh no!
Whoa!
It's like a Benny Hill sketch.
No, that's what I just picture when Tails is mater baiting.
Now that would be Uncle Chuck. Tails is one of the
songs.
That
was before his.
By the way, that song makes every video hilarious.
Yep. During this whole time, Tails and Chuck get away safely away. They find the tallest hill and go to it as quickly as possible. They climb up the hill just in time to see the tidal wave hit the village.
Hit the village, man.
No!
Hit the village.
Hit the village.
Hit the village.
Apparently no one else saw Hill and thought, well, they're obviously fucking.
Hey, you know, he's fucking a village. He's got a tidal wave coming out. You better watch out.
The tidal wave hits with a harsh force that takes the villagers by storm.
No, it takes
by
the
wave,
flood.
Actually.
It takes them by flood, you dipshit.
The houses get destroyed. Their pieces of wood, Triss, split in two. And all the villagers get horribly killed by such great force. The tidal wave continues to head deeper into the forest to where Chuck and Tails are standing. It gets to the hill and climbs...
I'm gonna get you!
So it's the ice wall from Day After Tomorrow.
The water settles off right at the top of the hill.
Oh, just you wait, I'm gonna get you.
They're relieved to still be alive after all that, but their one small problem. They couldn't
go anywhere.
We'll
live to be alive.
Because as far as the eye, they were surrounded by water.
Better watch out, man. Sonic can't swim for more than 15 seconds at a time.
So the island's drowning.
Yeah, why is Tails worried? He's immortal underwater. He's immortal underwater.
He can fly!
Yeah, he can just go. He just spin his little weird-ass pivot ass and get his fucking fly.
They both had the exact same idea! The only thing they could do was to have sex.
Of course.
They both thought Sonic was dead and there's no way he could survive this. They started getting freaky with each other and were trying some weird experimental sex acts.
So does that mean that is in fact the Benny Hill?
Back on
we need like a slow jam version of the Benny Hill song.
Oh my god,
I'm
very tempted to finish my entire glass for this next sentence.
They're in the Benny Hill zone right now.
Back on the floating island that is not floating anymore.
Damn it! If only there was a word for floating. Something's not floating.
Sonic regains his balance and tries not to lose his lunch, but does. The grounds continue to shake, and a passageway begins to open right where the emerald was. The tunnel was dark, and his ancient writing on it so that he couldn't understand. Sonic goes into the tunnel to see where it leads when the door behind him shuts tight. After using Sonic Speed to get to the bottom of the tunnel, he sees an airplane.
You must not use Sonic
Speed. Of course.
The plane was painted...
Check the bus, by the way.
The plane was painted dark blue with a gold ring design on both sides. And it also has the word Sonic on the wing. Sonic takes a couple of minutes to admire the plane. He hops...
Sonic basically masturbates to that.
He hopes...
Masturbates.
...into the cockpit.
So he's a blue lantern now.
And sees a note. Dear Sonic, my love, I've had a door used for such a long... but I've never worked up the courage. I made this plane for you. I hope you like it, and we can meet up soon, because I miss you.
I'm imagining this is written by the nerd from Robot Chicken.
I'll be seeing you at school in Poundsfield from your love.
Foils.
Rosa Parks.
Sonic starts up the plane, and the hatch opens so he can take off. The plane takes off without any problems. Sonic looks down at the forest and sees it's not there anymore.
Oh no!
And off in the distance, Sonic doesn't see the village anymore.
So they were just planes.
Ah, that sure is a nice, not really a view of the village at all.
I failed all of them. I swore I would protect they all, but I failed. I'll miss you all, my friends and Uncle Chuck.
My friends and person that I hate, Uncle Chuck.
I'll get you, Eggman, for what you've done. And this time I'm going to kill you. You pushed me too far. And now you'll see what I'm like when I'm really ticked off.
Oh, he's ticked off now.
Oh, you guys better watch out. He's ticked off.
I'm going to head to Pouncefield, find this spy, and make sure he or she tells me where you are.
Hopefully she.
Sonic sets his eyes on Pouncefield and hopes he is going in the right direction. The sun begins to set and the stars begin to come out in the night sky. Sonic grieves for all of them and wonders what next going to happen on the journey.
Wait, he grieves for all the stars?
Please post your comments and feedback on what you think so far. The Trigun thing didn't happen. We couldn't find the first disc, but we found the rest of the series.
No, I want more updates on Trigun.
I'm so relieved.
Yeah, I was really hoping Trigun was going to happen.
Oh, fuck! Chapter 1, version 2.
I'd like to suggest something. What? Every time the author reboots or rewrites a chapter, finish your drink.
We will die.
We will lose.
We will die.
It restarts like twice.
We will do lie, lose, die, or...
We will do lie to die.
The Steve Van Sickle, please take the mic away from me.
Oh, Chapter 1, version 2. Sonic just received a message from Princess Sally. The note said, "I have to see you right away. I have some urgent news to tell you."
No.
Sonic rushes off as fast as he can in order to see the princess. Sonic gets to this massive castle that is completely made out of cement, plywood, and some other thing.
No, I just remembered this was a thing.
No. You know what it is? It's made out of cement, plywood, science, socialism, and birthdays.
Those would be the other things then.
Sonic sees Sally in the throne room, which has two bright golden chairs, red curtains, candles designed to look like Sally face, and pearls shaped into a big giant heart.
Hearts!
What's the matter, Sally, says Sonic. I have to tell you something very important, but I'm not sure how to tell you this, says Sally. Go on, Sally. I'm right here. Whatever it is, you can tell me, says Sonic. Okay, I'll tell you because I trust you and we've been friends for years. There's some new laws my father told me to tell you and show you some stuff. Also, that why my father not here, says Sally.
Wait, so Steve, read this in the feminine voice, please.
The new laws are as follows.
I feel so dirty.
You're slut.
It only just began.
Doesn't it make it
better? Hold on. Let me take my pants off.
All right, everybody take your pants off.
Start masturbating.
I mean, we shouldn't have had our pants on to begin with.
I'm
already
ahead of you.
Pants off? I've had them off the entire time.
Oh my god, it's cold in here.
Okay. New laws are as follows. 1. You must get and receive a blowjob from anyone you talk to for more than 30 seconds, except parents and relatives.
That's a deal breaker right there.
2 blowjobs?
2.
Unless you really want to, and then they're fair game.
I can't drink 2 cocktails in one sitting.
2
cocktails?
Cocktails.
Okay, read 2 again.
Boy, puns are my shtick, motherfucker.
Law number two!
You must also drink all their cum, and if they happen to pee while you're doing this, you got to drink it. You now can masturbate anywhere you want to, know even while you are standing there talking to your prince/relative.
Now, these normally when laws? There's stuff like this going on, I assume the author is, you know, masturbating, but this is too well written to be that. I think he's just a terrible writer.
This is where
masturbation is. Fantasy. This is the author's ideal world that he would live in.
Speech to text. Yeah.
Steve, this is the part we were reading when I was reading this at my in-laws. We've come full circle, everybody.
I haven't come yet, so keep reading.
Sex is now forced after you give and receive a blowjob. You have to have sex.
Oh my stars.
And garter.
The guy can now tell the woman, no gays or lesbians, what to do after sex for an hour after they have sex. For example, you can tell her to drink her own vomit and make her eat her shit and yours.
Why does it discriminate sexual orientations? There's no point.
Yeah, I mean, so like, what if lesbians want to eat their own shit and vomit?
Not 30 seconds.
Lesbians don't shit and vomit.
You just gave me a look, Steve.
Every woman who talks to people for more than 30, talks to guys for more than 30 seconds, is then forced into sex and then an hour of slavery.
Oh, God.
That all the law is now Sonic, so now I'm going to have fun with your dick in my mouth and your tongue in my pussy, which is getting wet just by thinking about it.
Not you, you're a monster.
You know...
Hey, you cheated.
Hey, for Sally, just imagine a really, really butch, poorly trans hooker.
Yeah.
Or a monster. Put his tongue in the dishwasher.
With Steve's voice like...
Clack, clack, clack. Hold on, I must go get my tongs.
These laws also only for us. Once you leave here and go to a town, you got to follow their laws no matter what.
Sonic and Sally slowly undress each other. While Sonic was taking off Sally panties, he was fingering her and Sally was playing with Sonic dick. While taking off his underwear, they went down on each other. Sally was just about to suck Sonic dick while he just had to take a huge leak right into Sally's mouth. Sally forced herself to drink as much as she can and didn't mind the taste of it. Sonic enjoyed peeing into Sally's mouth and felt her sucking on his cock right after she drank it all down.
Logan?
Yes. Okay, so for your bonus drinking game, choose either drank it all down for as long as possible or Sonic cock as your extra bonus drinking game.
You're next, Slugs.
Oh, it's true, Sonic.
Oh,
cock.
Boy.
Sonic licked her pussy and enjoyed her sweet, tasty cum and his mouth.
Mentos.
The cum maker.
No, she's a Chikorita.
Minty twats.
Minty twats.
Sally just finished sucking Sonic off and drank all cum right down.
Ew.
All the cum in the world. Sally uses her left hand and starts playing her pussy.
That's where the
When I play with my pussy, I'm going to cum on my food and on my toothbrush because I want to taste it any chance I get.
That's not American Dental Association recommended.
Sonic, I want your dick right in my butt, and just when you're about to cum, stick it in my pussy.
Oh, that's gross.
Sonic, right in my butt. And
Sonic, his dick right into her butt, and Sally screams in pain, and then tells Sonic to keep going.
Yes, Sonic. Keep going!
Yes, keep going. It feels so good, says Sally. Sally, I'm going to come soon, so turn over so I can come inside your pussy, says Sonic. Sally turns around just in time for Sonic to stick his dick inside her pussy to come.
Oh,
that felt so good, Sonic. I want to feel that joy as much as possible. Is there anything you want me to do for you now that will fill your deepest, darkest desire? Says Sally.
There one thing for sure, Sally. I want you to play with yourself without stopping for a whole hour. Sally starts playing with herself while she takes a leak on the floor. There one thing, Sally, I also want you to lick up your own pee, or your father, the king, will... Or I'll your father, the king, you broke one of the laws. Sally starts licking up her own pee while playing with herself.
Gross.
Sonic stands there and watches. He enjoys this so much he had to pee again.
The fuck is that work?
Like the Ludovico thing.
Sally, open up, says Sonic. Sally opens her mouth while Sonic pees into her mouth. Sally drinks it all done, and it's now used to the taste by now. A half an hour into this, there was a huge crash at the door. Sonic and Sally, my daughter, what are you doing? Says King Acorn. We're just following the new laws that you issued for us all farther, says Sally while playing with her pussy. Those laws. I'm sorry, you two. I just got to get used to my daughter in this position. I'll leave you two alone, and Sonic, I'll let you tell my daughter to do whatever you want any time of the day.
I'm a good king.
Feel free to spend the night and control my daughter for me, says King Acorn. I will, and I'll have your daughter busy all night so she won't bug you about anything, says Sonic.
That's the farthest thing from his mind.
The king leaves the room, and Sonic has control over Sally as much as he wants to be. Sonic then keeps Sally playing with her pussy without stopping for the whole night.
and whatever else he could think of.
Her fingers that's are
bleak. That's boring.
So very boring.
The next day, Sonic got a blowjob and a quickie from Sally, and said he had to go meet Tails in Knothole Village at his place in half and hour.
Half and hour?
Yes.
So Sonic ran at Sonic speed and got there just in time to see Tails. Tails was to his uncle when he showed up. Where were you, asked Tails. I was at the I was the castle. It's set for me and Tails to go out and destroy an Eggman factory that near the floating island. She said we should go right now and there will be a surprise when we get back, says Sonic. I know this is a lie, but I don't want to arouse suspicion on me and Sally were doing yesterday, Sonic says to himself. See ya, Uncle Chuck. Me and Tails will be back later, says Sonic.
Ladder.
Fuck! Have a good time and teach that Eggman a lesson, says Uncle Chuck.
They both head off on an anther adventure.
Oh man, this is quite the anther adventure indeed. Sean, you're up.
So wait, before you start, I just had a thought. What if instead of every time he like restarts the story, it's not that he's rewriting the story, it's that it's like stuck in a Groundhog Day kind of cyclical time
loop. No. I don't even want to think about that. That's fucking disturbing.
You mean like the MagFest pick?
No,
like,
Beth, you make an excellent point. I have to go find some Groundhog Day fanfics.
No.
Sonic started to reminisce about the past and what they have been through. Sonic the Hedgehog and Mills Tails have been best friends for years and lived in Knothole Village with Sonic Uncle and Tails Dad. They had some amazing adventures fighting off evil Dr. Eggman and his sidekick Snively, who was Eggman's relative. There have been a lot happy memories between them. They found a factory that was different than the other factories they've destroyed over the years. They went inside and saw no security at all in the place. Tails looked to see what was on the computers there. Tails got to a screen that said password on it and typed Eggman in. The password worked and then alarms sounded. A countdown had begun and had 30 sec to get out of the place before it blew up. Sonic and Tails ran for it and managed to get out just in time before it blew up. That was close, and I wondered if that alarm triggered anything besides the factory blowing up, says Sonic. That was extremely too close for comfort, and the alarm might have triggered something evil from Eggman, so he could destroy the village, says Tails. Tails, let's head back to Knothole and see what happening down there, says Sonic. They were trying to back as fast as possible to the village, and Sonic was carrying Tails so they could get there quicker. Tails went down on Sonic and grabbed his package. Tails slowly caressed his hand.
Package.
Anybody else have a feeling of deja vu?
I have a little bit of a feeling of deja vu, but I'm not quite certain if that's the case.
I could have sworn we've read
deja vu, the feeling that this moment has happened before. Deja vu, the feeling that this moment has happened before. Deja vu, the feeling that this moment has happened before.
Tails slowly caressed his hand around his member and started playing with it. When this happened, Sonic stopped as quickly as possible because his was mind on what was his best friend was doing. This is the first time this has ever happened to him with a guy. Sonic lied on the ground while watching what his best friend was doing. Tails, they turned around and stuck his penis right in front of his best friend's face. Sonic grabbed his friend member and started playing with it and started... His friend member and stared playing with it and stared jerking him off. He looked down at his friend and he was slowly sucking up and down his cock. He took his mouth off Sonic cock and told his to suck it, bitch. He then went back to work on Sonic cock. Sonic then started slowly sucking his cock and enjoying it very much and forgot all about the trouble in the world. Sonic and Tails both cummed into each other's mouths and drank it all down. Then Sonic went right back to suck off Tails some, and his friend decides to do the same. This went on for another 10 minutes. They both got up, and they cleaned the cum off each other's privates, and then cleaned off each other's faces. They French kissed and went back home.
Oh, what the hell was that?
That was the finisher.
And after Sonic...
What?
They French kissed and went back home after Sonic told his this was my first time he's ever done this sort of thing. Tails said, I hope you like that because there are more to come tonight at my house. Meanwhile, while this was going on, they set off my trap, and the precious village will be destroyed once and for all. Snively said, all the robot we have near that area. I have Anther Matter to attend to, like, my takeover of Poundsfield. Sonic will have no control over there and has no way of stopping me, says Eggman. Sir, I've launched all the robots and I made sure no one would detect us, so we deeply hidden, says Snively.
Where are you hidden?
Good, then let's continue the plane, says Eggman.
Okay, then it's David.
Okay, where are we?
Okay, after David, okay, it was supposed to be Tony's turn, but David, you go.
Oh, if Tony wants to go, Tony can go ahead.
No, you go, Dave.
Page 13. Whoever's reading up for page something. It's page 13.
What did you need me to set you up for, Tony?
I don't even know. You start with Vincent a voice, Price. And I will follow up.
Motherfucking Vincent Price.
Sure, bro. You want to even come out here?
That's me, about why?
I don't know.
The robots did not
that's, no, that's Meatwad's doing Vincent Price.
Darkness spirals across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood.
I like it. Take it. All right. Take it away. I got the next shot. I got the
okay,
next shot.
Okay, cool. Okay. So. The robot's headed to not
sexy
hold.
Buddy, I'm back.
Yeah. In order to destroy the place, they only saw Bunny and Uncle Chuck standing there while the other villagers fled from danger. You ready, Bunny? Ask Uncle Chuck. Yes, sir! Are you? Ask Bunny. Yes, and hope my son gets here soon. This is deeply philosophical. Alright, they held up for 5 minutes while Uncle Chuck got shot right between the eyes. Bunny went to see if he was alive, and they shot Bunny right in the back with no mercy whatsoever. She got up one final time and looked right at them. One of the robots had a chainsaw for an arm and cut off her robot off her body. Okay. Bunny was crying in pain and begging for mercy from them. The robot didn't stop. He kept cutting Amy slowly at... Oh, shit. That's like cool drinks right there. Hold on.
Dark.
The burger drink animation is great.
All right. Creevers. The only that was left was her chest and her head. The robot cut her boobs right off. The robot made her eat all her own flesh, then gave her pussy on a pedestal. Then the robot said... If you can get your pussy off this pedestal, then you will live. But if you don't, I'm gonna cut your ears off and feed them to you. Bunny managed to roll over and knock her pussy off the pedestal and started licking it out. She licked herself out until she cummed. She then stared at two... Oh. Then the robots. Okay, I already read that right. Knock her pity off. Started licking it out. She licked herself out until she cummed. She then stared to actually eat her own pussy and was licking herself out too with a single O.
Dave, I'm gonna come on your burger's face.
Oh, please. Oh, please. Just right there on. Just right,
It's the mayo.
Okay. Stared to actually eat out her pussy was like her pussy was all gone and was made she couldn't lick herself out anymore. I'm surprised you did that. Oh, you know, I'm surprised you did that, but you're still gonna die, said the robot. The robot cut off her ears and fed them to her and then took out her eyes. The robot had a little more fun with her before he killed her.
Are we gonna specify what the fun was or no?
No.
I would like to know what the fun was.
No. Too bad. They finally got back to not hold one word when then saw robots of Eggman all over the place. So this is where they were. Wait, no, this is Sonic. So this is where they were. And our mission, ARE, was the trap set by Eggman and Sonic. Tails agreed with him. And just at that moment, Sonic went at Sonic speed and destroyed all the robots in the village. He saw two bodies lying on the ground.
Oh, God.
On was his dad and Bunny. The other... shit!
Don't be sad.
No, I'm gonna get it. Shush!
and Bunny, his other best friend, and said to him earlier that day, as soon as you get back, you can see me naked and have sex with me because I finally decided how far I'm willing to take our relationship.
USS relation.
1 year earlier.
What?
Sonic was staying over at Bunny House for a sleepover. She was his only girlfriend for the past 5 years, and it wasn't just a sleepover as he thought it would be. Bunny explained to him that they would be masturbating, and each in front of the other. Oh, I can't even sing, it's just so fucking bad.
The hamburger is the most amazing goddamn thing I've ever seen.
It's like the pickles are glistening.
And you can go. Oh shit! Yeah, explain that they will be masturbating in front of each other, and we will be masturbating off each other. You can also go down on me, and I can go down on you. We will not have sex whatsoever, though. Mm-mm. No, no.
Tony, please start reading Sonic and Bunny and Vincent Price.
Yes.
Sonic and Bunny were having so much fun. The only time they took a break was when they had to use the bathroom and when her parents knocked on the door to see anything. Every time the head of his penis got sore, we just asked her to suck him off instead.
My life is complete. I've heard Vincent Price say penis.
They switched position so he could lick her pussy. His tongue and his member were getting sore, but he didn't care. He wanted this night to last for as long as possible.
And that's as much Vincent Price as I'm willing to do. Let's see. What next? What next?
Just anything? Go regular.
This lasted for 5 hours until he couldn't take the pain any longer. He told Bunny that he could still eat her pussy while his hand was playing with it.
If you want to, says Sonic. I'll just sit on your head and leave your penis alone for an hour, says Bunny. Bunny got up and sat on Sonic's head. Sonic's hand was caressing her sweet, juicy pussy that has come so many times on his hand and his face, and he still wanted more of it. Bunny sat down on his face and enjoyed the sweet pleasure of his tongue deep in her while she was playing with the boobs, which are a C-cup. This continued for the next 2 hours, and then Sonic did say, my dick feels a lot better now, so you can have some more fun with it.
It sounds like you're doing Johnny Carson.
No, Johnny Carson's a little bit higher, a little bit higher up here, a little bit. This continued through the night until dawn the next day, while they were both really tired, all that with their mouths still on each other's privets. They both woke up around 9:30 a.m. and gave each other one last blowjob before Sonic went home during the afternoon that day.
Tony, you need to drink for... They were both really tried, not tired.
I can't. But I would. Somebody want to be my designated drinker?
David.
Yes.
Oh, what?
I will bear this bear.
You will B-A-R-E, this B-E-A-R?
No, the other way around.
I don't care.
Bears are hot.
Bears.
Bears.
That was the best night he ever had with the one girl he really loved for he passed 5 years, and now she dead. Aww. Sonic ran over to check his dad's body for a pulse, and there wasn't one, because he's a robot. Sonic went over to dig graves and was crying a lot and really loudly while he was digging. The villagers looked at him and offered their THRERE help, but he kept refusing and wanted to left alone, or right alone, or up alone, or down alone. Even Tails asked him and still said no. Tails told his he make him feel a lot better tonight so he forget all his troubles, for one night at least. Sonic got the graves dug and put their body in their graves and said a prayer in privet. I will miss both of you, the love of my life and the father who raised me to who I am today. I hope you wait for me, my love, because when I go, you're the onest person I want to see. The funeral service gathered and held a ceremony for both of them. After the service was over, Sonic started covering up the graves. It was an open grave service. That's fantastic. Rotting, boobless, pussyless corpses sitting there.
That's what I would do.
He was mourning and the afternoon and evening and night. Sonic, and still crying, Sonic finished in an hour, and they're completely, and they were completely covered in dirt. Just at that moment, it started to rain and a thunderstorm was coming. He could hear it off in the distance and ran off to Tails' house to see what he was talking about. Did he just misspell
off? That's not a thunderstorm. I've been masturbating the last four paragraphs.
I will say, I finished a 15-minute, not an hour. Jesus.
Yeah, for someone who's the fastest thing alive, he certainly is fucking slow.
Sonic came over to Tails' house and knocked on the door. Tails answered it and let Sonic come inside from the rain. I'm surprised you came, considering what has happened to you today. You lost your girlfriend and your Uncle Chuck. I know what will make you feel better, but you have to come to my room to show you, says Tails.
Okay,
says Sonic.
Every single time I hear the word come, and it's just like ruined in my head now.
Yeah, that's
welcome to Friday Night Fanfic.
Sonic heads off to Tails' room to see what would make him feel better. Tails leans on his bed with his tails up in the air. I want you to whatever you want to me for tonight. I'll be your sex slave, says Tails. Sonic nods his head in agreement and completely does whatever he wants to do to his best friend.
Details to follow.
Who knows what that is? I sure don't. I'm just the author.
Meanwhile, in another part of Not Whole Village...
An amphor. It's an
one of the graves started to shake, and the dirt was coming off it. A hand reached up and pulled out of the grave. The person walked up to Tails' house and knocked on the door. Tails answered the door while Sonic was right beside him, sticking his dick in Tails and just
Tails'
butt inside his friend. Tails' butt, sorry. And just come inside his friend. They were both in shock to who it was. The person came in the house and said, are you surprised to see me? This is the revised chapter one. Hope you like this one better.
All right, you know what? Okay, here's the thing. I'm not going to do the interlude at the end of the night. I'll do it now because it's pertinent now that Sonic and Tails have finally got it on together.
Let's get it on.
Because you found out you're gay. You kind of love cock. You watch Robin Thicke, then you jerk in a sock. You crave to suck knobs, to slob a guy's taint. You pull out your tongue and on penis you paint. You found out you're gay, it's time to come out. Put a fist in your ass, twist your nipples and shout. You found out you're gay. Yeah, you found out you're gay. Who's snapping? Who the hell's... Oh, it's clapping. I thought it was snapping, like, on the beat.
No, I was snapping.
It's catchy.
Anyways,
everybody,
I want something happy.
Okay, Brad, next page is yours.
Sonic and Tails were really surprised that they both come on the person in front of them. I thought you were dead from where you've been shot right between the eyes, and now the wound has closed by itself. I cried a lot and dug your grave because I didn't want anyone to help me. I missed you, Uncle Chuck, and now I'm wondering how you've survived, and I checked your pulse. You were clearly dead, says Sonic. Now, nephew, I will tell you the tale, how I survived from Eggman on Slot, and I'm sorry about Bunny. There was no way to save her since now she decapitated. Earlier that day, Bunny and I were enjoying each other's company while we were talking about your relationship with each other, and she told me about the surprise that you were going to get when you came back.
Because that's something to discuss.
About an hour after you two left, I heard some rizzling in the bushes. We decided to check it out, says Uncle Chuck.
Somebody was rizzling shoes in the bushes.
I just noticed, he's just keeping the same text from the previous version. He's not editing, he's just adding on.
Mm-hmm. Edit masturbating.
We heard Eggman talking about Snively, about a plant set up near the floating island. And if those fools get the password right, they're going to destroy their own town. Once this village is destroyed by their own hand, we will have our
sites so
on Pouncefield. Pouncefield will be our new home, Snively. And no one will know where they're. First, We will take over St. Lovejoy and torture those kids in so many ways that they will have to obey me, says Eggman. I've already sent a spy down there to let us know more about the area. I've also sent a transfer slip to the school so there won't be any complications. I've talked to the school board. And turns out they need a new principal. I've elected you, sir, and they accepted, so we will have to be there in a week. This way, everything can be set up legally, so we can get away with your evil plane, says Snively.
I was going to say he's on the PTA, but no, right, he's the fucking principal.
If you finish this, I've got a royal dance cookie in it for you.
After we heard all that, we rushed back to Bunny House and called Pouncefield. I called and told them that my nephew wanted to enroll in your school. He heard how great your school was and wanted to come there for the new school year.
It's safe.
I then told them where you live so the uniform could be sent here right away. Your dad came over, Tails, and I asked him if I could enroll you too, says Uncle Chuck. I don't want my son leaving this village for no reason whatsoever. I have way too many things to fix for him to fix, and he's a genius, says Tails' dad. I told the board that it and the guy said your uniform for you will be here in about 2 to 3 days. About a half hour later, after that, they came and attacked the village. The only reason we didn't do anything about it when we saw him, because we thought you two would be back before any of this would happen. We tried to hold them off, but Bunny did survive, and I didn't survive, and I deactivated myself. Ever since Eggman roboticized me and you helped me out from freeing me from his grasp, I've learned that I could just deactivate myself for a while, and then I would automatically reactivate myself many hours later.
Next up is...
You know what? It's all my fucking what? God damn it.
Next up is Roy.
I just have to put this away.
Yeah, put the hand puppet away. Put it right in your butt. Keep it warm.
Can you just put it away?
Just put it in your lap.
In your butt.
Don't you put it in your mouth.
Put it away. Hey, voice. Let's try a bomber again. I hope that answers your questions and learn some info that will be helpful to your latter nephew. You have to be in Pouncefield in 2.5 weeks. Your uniform will be coming in 2 to 3 days, and have some other clothes to wear when outside of school there. They have a law there that you have to clothe on instead of just underwear and other garments that the women have to wear, says Uncle Chuck. While I'm waiting, Uncle, I'm going to see if anyone in Eggman hideout, says Sonic. Sonic stays there for the night while they celebrate that his dad alive. Sonic goes on and tells Tails and Chuck about the new Lay's Sally told.
Lay's?
The new Lay's chips flavor.
It tastes like Sally pussy.
New Lay's chips flavor, Sonic cock.
Even the whole time they were celebrating, they decided to masturbate and pee on each other.
Oh, it's so fucking casual.
They were way too drunk to care because Uncle Chuck gave them beer. Tails just keep thinking about Sonic cock while he was stroking his cock and watching his best friend do the same. Tails wanted to go down on his cock, and just when he was about, Sonic pissed right on Tails' face. What is that sentence? Just when he was about... Oh, that's supposed to be a two. Just when he was about two, Sonic pissed right on Tails' face. All three laughed at that.
I've chewed almost all of this out. I'm just so desensitized to all the peeing.
All three laughed about it, and imagine like that way that anime characters laugh, where they just all stand still and have like two frames of animation for laughing.
The triangle laugh?
I believe what they call it is a budget gun laugh.
The party continued throughout the night. The next day, after all of them nursing a hangover, Sonic stumbles out the door after saying goodbye to his uncle and his best friend Tails. He rushed off to Eggman hideout that is located 1,000 kilometers away from the village and saw a note attached to the front door of Eggman factory and said... See, the author did edit that. It said a note that time instead of a knot.
Little victories.
We are currently out right now. We hope you come back sometime. Soon, the renovations will continue until the winter so. Please come back then. From the loving, Dr. Eggman. Kick, did you get all that down?
It's like a haiku for idiots.
Sonic then opened the door and saw the place dead. There was nothing there at all. He checked the whole place, and there was nothing there at all. He then went back to the front door, and there was nothing there at all. He then went home, and there was nothing there at all. And told them that Eggman
was... He then looked down at his crotch, and there was nothing there at all.
He then looked down at his soul, and there was nothing there at all.
Uh-huh.
Steve-O, you're talking about yourself again.
No, I'm looking at my crotch.
He then went... and he went home, and told them that Eggman wasn't anywhere to be found, and was going to search the whole forest until he does. The next day and a half was spent exploring the whole forest, and there was nothing there at all, and didn't see or hear anything about Eggman, and there was nothing there at all. When Sonic opened the door and saw Tails sucking off his uncle, and there was nothing there at all.
We get it!
With Chuck in shock and seeing him this way, he could have blown his load right in his nephew's best friend's mouth. Sonic told his uncle... Uncle Place.
It's like the Sonic McDonald's Lloyd. Play Place, only for creepy uncles.
No, the Sonic Uncle Place told. Is his crotch.
Sonic told his Uncle Place and Tails that he know where...
Read every word slowly.
Yeah, it's just hard to say, state in character. Sonic told his Uncle Place and Tails that them he know where to be seen. No, nothing there at all. I'll let you two finish what you were doing. I have some stuff I got to do before I leave, says Sonic.
Okay, almost the got musical of- there at the end.
The rest of the day was spent with him finishing up unfinished business. He didn't want to forget about with Tails and some of the other villagers.
Yep. All right, Beth.
I can go longer if you want.
No.
I can go into the old man voice.
No!
It turned out they just wanted to suck his cock or let him bang them. Sonic went to his uncle's house and Tails wasn't there anymore. Chuck, where did Tails go? Asked Sonic. He went back to his place and said he would be waiting for you there, says Chuck.
This is Sonic like Blue's Clues, Tails. But for semen.
Sonic was wishing Tails was still here, so he and his uncle could double-team him at the same time.
Yeah, see?
Sonic then went to Tails' house and had sex with him for the rest of the day. For little did they know, both this would be... For... Shit.
Come on! You can do this!
For little did Shit's they both tough, know, man. This would be the last they are together this way. Tails and Sonic said their finally goodbyes to each other. Sonic went back to his uncle's place, and the school uniformed arrived. There were extra clothes for him to wear outside of school that his uncle bought for him. His uncle also gave him a back card with Sonic's name on it. I've been putting money on this every month since the day you were born, until my hot dog stand became no more.
So,
you can think of the same bit of text.
No. It's like that scene from Batman and Robin where Batman pulls out a credit card, only it's just got a big blue penis on it.
What are the odds that Beth would get the exact same bit of text?
I don't know. This just all seems so familiar.
No, you can't do it from memory. Don't even bother.
No, I can't. It contains over $500 plus some zeros on it. So use it on school stuff and food that it or I'm going to come over there and hit you in the balls so hard and repeatedly for about 10 times in a row at your school, says Uncle Chuck. I get your point, Uncle, and I'll only use it for school stuff and food, says Sonic. Sonic was immediately scared of his uncle from that point on.
As opposed to before.
The next day, Sonic was getting packed up and ready to head off, and just he was heading out the door, he ran into Tails, who was just about to knock on the door. Hi, Tails. Hi, Sonic.
And there was nothing there at all.
In this place. I'm going to miss you in this place, but I got to head out and stop Eggman no matter what the cost, says Sonic. I'm going to miss you too, pal, says Tails. His uncle came to the front of the house and told him you can't and must not go in Sonic speed so your cover won't be blown. You're going to have to take the bus.
Not his uncle the told bus. Him.
All this while squeezing his balls together. I understand, Uncle, because I don't want the spy to spot me before I know how it is and how Eggman linked to all this, says Sonic. Good boy, says Chuck. Uncle Chuck finally let go of his balls. Sonic kneeled over in pain from all that. Just imagine it will be 10 times worse if you break those rules I've told you, says Chuck. Tails starts playing with Sonic Package and licks his balls better while squeezing his balls together as hard as possible. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Tails then starts sucking Sonic off right in front of his uncle while his balls are being squeezed. Wait, so is it Tails is squeezing Sonic or Sonic is squeezing Tails?
Yes.
Or Tails sure. is squeezing Tails. Tails sticks his butt right in the air and Chuck to stick his dick right in there. Chuck sticks his dick right in Tails' butt and bangs the living daylights out of him.
So that's why the sun comes up every morning. It's not Chanticleer calling for the sun to rise. It's Tails in the butt.
Rock-a-doodle. Is that a Canterbury Tales reference?
No, it's that's Rock-a-doodle.
Oh.
Rock-a-doodle.
Sonic
Sonic in major pain now finally comes in Tails' mouth. Sonic kneels over on all fours from the pain, and Tails takes this as the perfect opportunity to stick his dick in Sonic butt.
To stick his dick in Sonic butt.
Tails goes in nice and slowly while Sonic gasping in pain. I don't think it's nice and slow. It means gasping. Chuck decides to jerk off right in front of his nephew face. Sonic lifts his left hand.
Come on! There's a dance cookie in it for you, too.
Does that become a right hand?
Sonic lifts his left hand off the ground and grabs his Uncle Balls. Sonic squeezed them as tight as he could and even yanked on them multiple times. His uncle did not flinch whatsoever. You think I can feel that, nephew? You're wrong. When I got roboticized, Eggman made sure that if any tried, that I wouldn't feel it. Oh, jeez.
Just trust. You're fine. You can do this.
Since you like feeling my balls, why don't you suck your uncle dick like a good nephew, says Chuck.
No!
Sonic. That's not what good nephews do.
That is uncle diddling. Or
didn't the king put down that it was accept your family members?
I think it, unless you really want it.
Look, there's a whole lot of red tape and, like, tax information about this, so I mean, unless you
I want to know about a W-2 being filled out for Sonic
Cock. If nobody catches you, it's not illegal, right?
The W-2 stands for wet.
What? No, the W-2 stands for what, and the answer, of
in
course.
The butt.
Thank you.
Where'd the living daylights come from?
Chuck forces me one go open. It sticks his dick right in there. When Chuck cummed in Sonic's mouth, he forced Sonic to drink it down, or he cut off his penis right there.
What the shit? That is not orgasm
Tails,
or afterglow talk.
Tails cummed in Sonic's butt and enjoyed his sweet ass one last time. After all that, Sonic was really tried from all that and promised himself that he would make his uncle suck his dick for this. Sonic walked out the village and says goodbye to everyone and to this village. This is my first step in the journey to Pouncefield, and only to see what lies outside of this place. I wonder what lies out there, and hope I find Eggman along the way, because I have little over 2 weeks to get there. Meanwhile, at the castle, Sally and her father were talking about the new laws that she told Sonic. Sally was playing with herself while they were talking. Sally, I didn't make any new laws, and I wouldn't have made them because they're a disgrace to women, says her father. I made them, father, because I'm in love with Sonic and I want to do anything he tells me to, says Sally.
That's okay.
Why didn't you just tell him that instead of making up these laws and telling him I made them, said her father.
Holy shit, it's someone who has a brain.
I wouldn't go that far.
He has a single brain cell.
First, because I don't want to tell him. It's just how I want to do this and that, says Sally. I received an important piece of...
You had it right! You did it!
Yeah, that's English. That's real English.
It's hard to recognize anymore.
It's foreign after a while.
I received an important piece of info that you will like, my dear. Sonic is heading off to Pouncefield because Eggman there. I've already had everything arranged, so have a shower, lick the cum off your hand. You will be heading there in a week because there's a plane at the bottom of the castle just for you. All your supplies have been bought, and you have an unlimited supple of money for whatever your heart contends. I'll have a shower 2 hours before I leave, but right now I'm going to my room and doing some stuff that I don't want to do in front of you.
As opposed to masturbating?
I will tell you exactly what I'm going to do, so you can imagine the imagery. Mm. I'm going to fist myself, try and pee in my mouth, and try to eat my own shit, says Sally.
Oh, I'm afraid such a good daughter.
So is it bad if, like, I'm imagining her trying to pee in her mouth, but it's like that dumb, like, Kim Kardashian with the champagne imagery?
Yeah, not just that. If you can imagine an entire Rube Goldberg machine with da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da playing the entire time she's trying to pee in her mouth.
Sally heads off to her room and left a note on the front door that was covered in cum. I won't leave my room no matter what until 2 hours I have to leave by. From yours truly, Princess Sally.
Covered in cum.
Ugh.
Covered in cum, that note it was. Covered in cum, so much cum.
That is 1/6 of Sonic and the Surf
School. Oh my god.
Hey, that wasn't bad.
No.
I feel dirty.
Oh, it's painful as hell, but it's hilarious.
Oh, good of point. Course.
It's it malaria?
It was hilarious the first time I read it, and then now this time.
Suck,
kink. The thing, look, okay, let me explain
all that
something.
All we do, I've got another kink thing for you. Peeing, pooping, all around town. You've got to do it, it's the law now.
What do okay, you okay. do when you can hang only on. Think of sexy things that really just stink?
let me explain something. The reason that it seems so manageable right now is that it's actually about Sonic and things happening. Even though it's restarted, it's still so far been about Sonic.
We haven't got to St. Lovejoy's yet.
Chapter 5 is 37 pages long.
Oh my
and
God.
I'm pretty sure it's got Sonic in for a collective one or two pages of it.
Anyways, that was the beginnings of Sonic and the Search for Love, and also Cold and Dark do go together. I can't even talk anymore in this fanfic because it's done so much to my brain. I'd like to thank our readers, Loy, Trogan, Bond.
Joni.
Bond, Shrad.
Joni and David.
Pony and David.
No, it's Donnie and Tavid.
Where'd I leave the brain bleach?
Also, Sally. Anyway,
Sally Jesse, she does talk shows.
Oh, no. Thanks so much for joining us, guys. We'll be back next week for more Sonic and the Search for a not-disgusting sex act.
Yay.
Yay.
This is my enthusiasm. Yay.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits. Level 99, Fanfic Nation. Level 99, Rolling Thunder, aka Fasto's Adventure Theme. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.